I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, President Trump nominated Mike Pompeo, CIA director, to take Rex Tillerson's place as Secretary of State. Open Doors USA is optimistic that Pompeo will be an outspoken advocate for international religious liberty. David Curry of Open Doors says,
"We really think it's important that we have a Secretary of State that understands how persecution of Christians and religious liberty is central to so many of the goals for our national security, for free societies around the world, for free trade, all the things that we say as a government that we're looking for."
Curry believes that Pompeo could be a strong voice for the persecuted in places like India and Saudi Arabia and beyond. But God holds the future in his hands. Would you ask him to give our leaders wisdom with his nomination? And the church in Algeria has been growing, but the shift from Islam to Christianity in many Algerians' lives isn't a linear line. Christian Aid Mission's David Boghossian says,
"Many who become Christian don't go directly from Islam to Christianity. They go from Islam to agnosticism, to atheism, and then to Christianity. So a huge number of people that are coming into the church have first been secularized. And the trend of secularization happening in the Muslim world is probably the fastest growing demographic, ideological, religious demographic change in history."
Between the Arab Spring and the continued extremist violence against other Muslims, many are questioning Islam. Would you pray for them to come to know Christ? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.